In Audio presents the learning literature series titled Vision Quest, Searching for the Path to the Pacific with Lewis and Clark, written by Marilyn Weymouth Seguin, narrated by Ralph Cosham. Chapter 1. A low growl rumbled from Seaman's throat, and every hair on his coat stood on end. The big dog lifted his huge black shaggy head and sniffed the warm night air. Nearby slept his master, Meriwether Lewis, and the other members of the Corps of Discovery, sent by President Jefferson to explore the West and find a trade route to the Pacific. The wind shifted, blowing the smoke from the campfire toward Seaman. And with the scent of the wood smoke came another smell, the pungent odor of a grizzly bear. Every muscle tense, Seaman stood up and listened for movement from the dark forest around him. Earlier that day, Captain Lewis had been chased into the river by a huge grizzly. Caught without his gun, he had turned to face the animal armed only with the short knife that he kept in his belt. Seaman, barking furiously, had plunged into the river after the bear. The startled grizzly had run off, but that evening Lewis gave orders that no one should go out of the camp alone. "You must sleep by the fire tonight," Lewis said, patting his Newfoundland on the head, "and warn us if the bear returns." Seaman had nuzzled his master's hand and thumped his tail on the ground. Lewis had then retired to the shelter that he shared with William Clark, co-captain of the Corps of Discovery. All night Seaman had remained alert, listening intently. Now he heard movement again from beyond the circle of light cast by the dying campfire. A twig snapped, and on the wind there came again the sharp smell of grizzly. Seaman barked and charged toward the place from which the awful scent had come.